Tracy hadn't seen Paul for 3 days. She wished it hadn't ended the way it had. There'd been no communication between them at all, except for the 5 brief notes which Paul had pushed through her letterbox. All of them had said more or less the same thing, that he never wanted to see her again. Tracy was preparing a bean sprout salad when she heard the knock at the door. She was surprised when she opened the door and saw Paul standing in front of her. "Can I come in?" The words were slurred and his breath smelt of whiskey. Tracy led Paul through to the kitchen and served him a bean sprout salad. She boiled the kettle and put chamomile into a teapot. "How have you been?" she asked Paul. "I just want to die," he slurred. "I can't live without you. I've no future without you." Then he started crying into his bean sprout salad. Tracy put a hand on his shoulder. Before either of them knew what was happening, they were hugging and kissing. "Will you promise not to see Case again?" Paul asked. "I don't know," Tracy replied. They held each other close. Then Paul started crying again, gently at first, but the sobbing became increasingly violent. His body was shaking spasmodically. Tracy wondered if he'd slither through her arms as she held him tightly against her chest. "Promise me, promise me." Paul was panting between his tears. "I've been so worried about you," Tracy said, kissing him. "I should think so too," Paul managed to pant out as tears still streamed from his eyes. "You're responsible for the condition I'm in. If you don't promise to stop seeing Case, then you'll be responsible for my death." "Paul," Tracy pleaded, "don't blackmail me with suicide." "I'm not," he sobbed. "Suicide will be a lot more humane than the slow death I'm going through. I can't take any more of it." Tracy held Paul against her, his tears falling onto her shoulder. Thoughts were flashing through her mind. She loved Paul and she loved Case, but Paul was saying she could only have one of them. He needed her and she could not refuse him. "Paul, I won't see Edward again," Tracy whispered. "Do you promise?" The flood of Paul's tears eased off. "I promise, Paul." It was like the lull before a storm. Paul's tears were flowing 10 times harder than Tracy had ever seen anybody cry. She held him against her body and told him that she loved him. She stroked his hair and kissed his cheek. She kissed the eyes from which his tears were streaming.